At no time during the 24 hours was the Bull and Mouth Inn a place of quiet or repose, and by 10 o'clock in the morning, when the stagecoach from Wisbeach turned top heavily out of Aldersgate, lumbered into its yard, it seemed, to one weary and downcast passenger at least, to be crowded with vehicles of every description, from a yellow-bodied postchaise to a wagon, with its shafts cocked up and the various packages and bundles it carried strewn over the yard. All was bustle and confusion, and for a few minutes Miss Mulvern, climbing down from the coach, was bewildered by it, and stood looking round her rather helplessly. Until the guard dumped at her feet the small corded trunk which contained her worldly possessions, and advised her to look sharp to it. No one paid the least attention to her, except an ostler leading out two horses, and adjuring her to get out of the way, and one of the inevitable street vendors who haunted busy inn yards begging her to buy some gingerbread. The guard, assailed by demands from several anxious travellers to have their bags and bandboxes restored to them immediately, had little time to spare, but Miss Mulvern's flower-like countenance and her air of youthful innocence impelled him to ask her if anyone was meeting her. When she shook her head, he clicked his tongue disapprovingly and expressed a hope that she might at least know where she was a-going to. A gleam of amusement lightened the shadows in Miss Mulvern's large grey eyes. She replied, with a tiny chuckle, "Oh, yes, I do know that."
"What you want, missy, is a hack," said the guard.
"No, I don't. I want a porter," said Miss Mulvern, speaking with unexpected decision. The guard seemed to be inclined to argue this point, but as a stout lady was tugging at his coattails, shrilly demanding to know what he had done with a basket of fish consigned to his care, he was obliged to abandon Miss Mulvern to her fate, merely shouting in stentorian accents for a porter to carry the young lady's trunk. This summons was responded to by a burly individual in a frieze coat, who undertook, for a sum of sixpence, to carry Miss Mulvern's trunk to the warehouse of Josiah Nidd and Son Carriers.